Hello, everyone. Welcome. Good evening. It is April 12th, 2014. You are listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amitron. This is a very special show because it's Saturday night on the Lightship, which means during the show, usually at the halfway point or near the end, Ron will actually take all of us on a visit to the Creation Lightship, and it's a wonderful experience. So I'm thrilled that you're all here listening, and I, with you, look forward to a wonderful show this evening. Ron, when he comes on, he'll clear us a bit and activate the light being with peace energy. So if you would like to go to his website, which is creationlightship.com, go there and click on the beautiful light being, open it up as large as you can on your screen, and he'll activate that with peace energy for us. And we have another guest tonight, which I'm delighted about. So I'll let Ron come on first, and then we'll have Jay back on the show. So hello, Ron.
Hi. So let's get rid of some emotional energy, if we have any. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five, okay? And let's bring the light beam up. There we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Well, I think we will invite Jay to come on the line. We really enjoyed our conversation last night, Jay. And Ron asked me, let's do some follow-up with Jay. So at the last minute, we decided, well, if we're going to do that, let's actually have Jay come on the air. So thank you so much for joining us, Jay, at the last minute.
Thank you.
And we're happy to have you.
Yep.
And we'll let you just take it away.
Okay. Well, last night, Friday night, that was last night, we were talking about a lot of things, but one thing that I'm really interested in is the mass hypnosis that humanity, including me in there that we're in. Like case in point, I had invited a really good friend to be on the show that I said I was going to be talking on, and so it's like I thought for sure that was going to happen, and it didn't, which is okay, but it really is just an example of how people are in hypnosis. I'm going to use the word hypnosis. So the question, Ron, I'd like to explore here is there's a term called the kingpin, and like in mechanics, it's like a wheel would be held onto an axle, and they put a kingpin through the axle and then bend it a little bit, and that keeps that wheel on the axle. So the question is, what is the kingpin that has people repeating the same thing over and over and not connecting the dots together to see that we're being controlled, that there's... Well, I love that phrase from the beginning of the Matrix movie, where they go, I think it was the first movie, where they go, something's wrong, and you know something's wrong. You don't know what it is, but you know something's wrong. And that's my experience, although I'm getting a sense of it more and more, and Creation Lightship information just fits together so well. But anyway, that's what I want to talk about to begin with here. What do you think, Ron? What is it that keeps people, well, as you said last night, they'll walk around your booth at a trade show. They just, you know, go to the other side of the aisle and walk by and like, not even know what they're doing, really.
Yeah, it all depends what energies. Oh, boy, it gets to be, how am I going to explain this here? Okay, first of all, some people don't understand source energy. And so when they go to the different events like we go to, they may not understand the value of that we're giving them when they check out the free monitors or anything else. They just don't know what they don't know. and they're looking for some type of emotional experience, typically. That's probably what I could say most people are trying to look for, instead of looking for something to really help them. Most people don't really understand what's happening with what we're doing, and they don't really get through the mind control programs that they're running, won't allow them to understand. That's the whole thing is, you know, the programming that people have. I'm sure all the listeners listening, if you're an older type listener, you know, we'll just say an oldie versus a newbie, maybe not that old, but anyway, you know, you do know and understand that, yeah, it does take a few shows to catch on. And the reason is because everybody has a certain belief system, and that belief system is working perfectly for you, whatever it is. And the fact that there is a belief system that keeps people in darkness, that's the main problem that we're having, is that the people just don't know that they're in darkness because of the program. That's the problem that, you know, I think probably... you know, everybody has. You try to figure out how to get yourself out of the darkness energy and to get back into source, and you believe and think that you are connected to source energy through whatever modality you're doing as far as healings, etc. So it just is more difficult, I think, for people to really get what we're doing. There's no track record for it. A lot of times people can go on and, you know, figure out some type of maybe healing modality or something, and there's always somebody who's done it for the last, you know, maybe 50 years or whatever. Just like praying, you know, everybody tends to pray if they go to church. So, you know, if they wouldn't understand why, we would say not to do so, because... You know, what I say is you're getting hooked up to something outside of yourself. That's darkness. And naturally, you don't know what that is because you can't see it. So that's the problem that people have, okay, is they don't know.
Yeah, it's simpler than what I think I was trying to make it, but I think that's really what it comes into. They don't know what they don't know. I mean, I was there. In fact, it's taken me a while to get out of, especially when I get scared about something, to have this knee-jerk reaction to, please, you know, start praying, because I've been taught that. Been taught that forever. But I'm finding that when I do the heart drop and I go into my heart, there's the peace, so I don't feel frantic like I have to pray. And I'm getting this sense, and this is the next year I want to talk about here, I'm getting this sense that that's actually where things manifest best from. I'm looking at how to produce, I have some things I want to have happen in my life, and I'm looking at how to produce them. And I've been through the whole New Age law of attraction and lots of that stuff, and never really got any fruit from that. And I'm finding as I get clearer, I'm running the different programs and doing the heart drop and staying in my heart, amazing things happen, which actually brings up a really good question we haven't talked about. Is there a divine intelligence, does my source energy create for me what's good for me, or is it totally passive and neutral unless I ask for it? In other words, recently I had something happen that I thought A was going to happen, B ended up happening, and B was way better than A, and I had nothing to do with making B come to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. Your spirit is very passive. Everybody's spirit is, and it's, like I say, kind of going along for the ride. Because, well, in a sense, the mind energy here is so powerful that it's, you know, really difficult for people to stay, you know, in source energy all the time. So saying that, you know, people bounce back and forth, but your spirit's just going along for the ride because it is in your body, and you're using your mind energy typically to bring forth something in your life because you're thinking about something. So if you were to rely on your spirit to fully embrace you, boy, 100%, you would make decisions instantly without thinking. And then you would manifest things instantly without thinking also. Although you can communicate with your body, because your body is like your psychic billboard. So instantly, your psychic billboard from your body. So using body intelligence with your spirit. Does that make sense? Otherwise, you're using mind energy, and then the mind energy programs your psychic billboard that's attached to your body.
Yeah. Well, what I'm hearing is it's like when I'm in spirit, I'm in the moment, and then whatever action needs to happen in the moment will be there, and based on what my mind has put into my body, my psychic billboard, that will be what shows up.
Yes.
To take action on.
Yes, uh-huh.
So it's just kind of neat because, in a sense, then this, I can see how this does fit with quote-unquote New Age teachings, but it's got a different beginning orientation, like it's from the heart, from source energy, and not from the mind, not from the ego mind, really.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow. So that really makes me creator, then. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, at that point, yes, it will. When you look at it that way, It allows you to be creator. Yeah, uh-huh. What you're doing is you're using that infinite intelligence, which needs to be, in a sense, commanded, because you're using your spirit to command the energy. That intelligence will start to manifest for you of like kind, you know, like energy.
Oh. We'll start manifesting for you like energy?
Yeah.
Define like energy.
In the same energy that you're putting out.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Oh, it will come back because you're drawing something to you. You're calling upon something that's like a relative of yours, and they always come, we'll say, okay? That's kind of one way to look at it is you're not separate, so everything is connected to you. And everything does is separate, but it will to you to bring forth what you wish to manifest.
Uh-huh.
And it could be even better than what you're looking for.
Well, that was my example of, you know, A didn't show up. A kind of did, but then pop, something new and better, way beyond what I was even imagining came in. So, and that's where I think in the past, or where it's easy to spin off into, oh, God did it, you know, like something outside of me did it. Something,
you got it because you were good, or you did the right thing, or prayed
right,
really hard.
Oh, right, there you go, yeah. Yeah, right. It's kind of a child complex, kind of like daddy rewarded me, you know, bought me a new bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
This sense of spirit, I remember when I first, I think it was the emotional clearing one. That was very profound.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. The next morning after I did that, when I woke up, it's like there was this incredible presence looking through my eyes. And I think that I'm pretty sure is what you're referring to is my spirit.
Yes, uh-huh.
It had no motivation or action intention or anything. It was just simply observing. And then as I came even more into my body, more awake, and this is before I heard you talking about pins in the feet, I felt that my left foot in the arch, just like about six or seven pins They didn't hurt real bad, but it was definitely noticeable. So what are the pins about? Is that where we've been pinned to keep us in this reality, in a sense?
Yeah, the pins are what they use, the aliens. They connect to your feet, your meridians in your feet, to take away your energy. And maybe they do much more than that, but that's sort of what I would perceive what they're doing with that. And it happens to a lot of people. You feel it more when you're trying to go back to sleep at night or going to sleep. Babies are definitely experiencing it when they start jerking around, no reason at all, when the mother's holding them and they're fussing and crying and they're wiggling their feet. So that's sort of how they do that. So it's just something that the aliens do. That's not good. And it gets to be, you know, problems as you start realizing what's going on. And you go, wow, how do I get rid of these? Wow. That's why we have the eliminating the alien attack page on the website.
Okay. Yep. Well, when should we go up to the light ship here? I'm just wondering about that. I mean, do you want to talk some more, Ron? Or
yeah, we'll go up in a little bit here, you know, probably another 15 minutes.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm trying to think what people... we could do a clearing. What clearing can I demonstrate for people? Any ideas?
Being unhypnotized, what would that be? I mean, I think that's key in the sense that the Creation Lightship has great tools, but it's like anything. If they're not used, so what? And for me, the more experiences I've had, the more, like I was talking about, waking up and after doing the emotional clearing and everything, I mean, now I'm up first thing in the morning. I can't wait to get up to go run, you know, get some programs going. And I think, you follow me? It's like you were saying, if you, there's things you know you don't know, why are you going to choose to even run a program? So how can we do a clearing that people connect the dots together?
Well, the emotional one is the first one you want to do. That's kind of a given. If you don't do the emotional one first, then whatever you do as far as other clearings, it's going to be maybe a lot harder to have that energy work because you're still working with emotions. Uh-huh. Let's get rid of the emotions first. To dampen them down, but I'll do a sample of the education clearing for people. And we'll
okay,
just see how...
but hold on, before you do that, if you don't mind, since you were talking about emotions, one, because I have a really pertinent question. So I was in really good space today because of where I was staying. Some people were coming over, and I needed to leave, and so I did. And I decided to go to a movie, although I had kind of decided not too long ago I just was not going to go to any more electronic media stuff because I can see how much programming goes on. And I go see a really good movie, Draft. It's about the NFL, and it's a love story, and it's, men being men. And it was a great movie as movies go, and I came out feeling absolutely horrible. And I could see men in my life all, you know, like, boom, all these stories pop up into my face of times where men have lied to me in my life and maybe are lying to me now. I was suspicious of all this business stuff I'm doing. But here's the point, because I don't quite know what triggered what, but in the movie there were several times where there was one scene where Jennifer Garner is pregnant and Kevin Costner finally decides, yes, let's have the baby. And it's a very emotional moment. Well, I had a flood of emotions run through me, especially in my solar plexus. Now, it felt good. It was like, how sweet. But is that getting me hooked into the alien agenda?
Yeah.
Being mind controlled?
Yes, I would say so. You might run that as a clearing about maybe the baby energy or something.
Ah, yeah, that's. I couldn't help but wonder if I didn't have ancestors or whatever people wanting to incarnate. You know, like yeah, go ahead, get excited about the babies, having a baby. You know. Or just the aliens saying, "Yeah, let's get some more light bulbs down there, so we can, increase our banquet."
That's a great one, light bulbs.
Yeah.
I just saw a movie last. The movie I saw last night was Divergence. I think is what they call it. That was really good about mind control. Oh, if you're interested.
Oh, I saw the
That one's good for mind control, about people being mind controlled, and anyway, it was pretty good. Well, let's do a sample of the clearing here, which we have online. It's the education clearing.
Okay.
So the education clearing. Oh boy, is a clearing that will tend to make you connect the dots quicker and faster. So, more like a mental type clearing. It could release some of your programs that you may have got through, growing up, being taught things. So here we go. I want you all to think of something here. Maybe you have to do something tomorrow, or just in general, you have to do something. And you just kind of are balking at the bit, or you don't have enough intelligence, we'll say, to do that. Here we go. Let's see what happens. So you should feel a little different after we do this. So one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that may help you out a lot, everybody. So back to you, Jay.
Yeah, I'm yawning. That was good.
So interestingly, I really felt that, too, and I've done the education clearing.
I have
so
too.
I guess I needed to clear out something else.
That was a big one for me. I had a lot of jammed-up energy around being afraid of not having the right answer, which kept me blinded from even being able to see the dots to connect them together. I mean, like, what dots? What are you talking about? I mean, I didn't have a good school experience at all. I was a slider before, or slackers they're called, before slackers existed. I just listened and could get through with C's and B's kind of thing, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So, question: what would you tell somebody who's maybe done a few clearings and they don't see the results? Let's just say that somebody got three clearings, right? They got the emotional and the mental, and maybe they thought they were in fear, so they got the fear clearing. Okay, and they're there, and they have these clearings, and it's helped them, you know, maybe a lot, or they think just very little. What I'll say before asking you. You want to do your magnetic twisted body clearing, and that could help you out a lot with those bodies if they're not in alignment. But and like redoes your whole clearing for you, and you could have it, a lot more energy from the one that you've had. But forgetting the magnetic twisted body clearing, and that's also in a bundle, so you want to get that in a bundle. But going a step further, what would you tell somebody if they feel maybe 20% better after this, but they still have questions or they wonder, why do I still have this condition or problem if I did a clearing? What would you tell them? or I'm not moving on like I want.
Well, I'd say if they, first of all, if they're getting 20%, you're going in the right direction. Keep going. And then also that how many thousands of years or whatever did it take for all that programming to accumulate? And to be able to clear it in a matter of days or weeks or whatever is like, wow. So keep going. It's like it's working.
Hey.
Is that, yeah.
That's, I guess, the question a lot of people could look at. Cause I think some people might get a little, I don't know, like
discouraged.
Maybe afraid of the website sometimes for a newbie because they look at it and they see all these clearings. And if you talk to anybody, they're probably going to relate to each and every one of those, you know? And then they kind of like get numbed out, right? All their buttons get pushed because they, I could have this, I could have that. And you don't need all those clearings. That's only if you're really extreme, you know, and have really, you know, a bad situation going on with something. But what would you say if a person did the mental and the emotional, maybe the fear clearing? I know it's personal for everybody, but what would be a general clearing that you think everybody would need, maybe two clearings after that in case we have somebody listening?
Ooh, oh, good question.
Kind of stuck, don't know what to do next.
Gee. Well, fear or anxiety, either one of those would be good. Because if you have those, it tends to numb you. I see maybe people are getting more movement, more clear than they realize, but their emotional body is numbed out, even though the emotional clearing maybe cleared a lot of stuff out. There might still be stuff there. The matrix barcode was a big one for me. Removal of the matrix barcode. I've always felt like I was like, I could see at times in my life where I was like just a sheep in the herd. And whichever way the herd went, there I went too. And you know, even though a part of my consciousness was aware of it, it still I'd get carried along. That's a good one. It was for me. What else? Can't think of anything else in a moment.
Have you tried the body jumpstart, Jay?
I have.
Yeah, because that's, I think, very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little tedious, which is okay with me. I mean, there's a lot of steps you have to keep tweaking in it. There's so many different directions we can go with this that I think for anyone to really take a look at their life and to really have a truthful conversation with themselves about where do you, bottom line, do you really want to ascend? I mean, there was a time when I wouldn't have chosen that as much as I am now. I mean, it's like now I'm like, okay, you know, this is riding the same merry-go-round around and around and around. And even when I get the golden ring, it's like still just going around and around and around. So I guess it's, you know, a big part of it is a person's just coming to the decision they're going to be unstoppable. They're going to just keep going no matter what happens as far as maybe not having everything cleared up. But if you're going in that direction, it's like keep going.
Well, it's almost a circle in a way because if if people aren't in their bodies, they're not going to be getting real and good information about what they should do. That's why I always tell people to first command your spirit to be in your body, your thoughts and your heart center get centered and grounded in yourself, and then your spirit should guide you to what you need.
Uh-huh.
And as far as ascension goes, I don't know if Ron is aware of this, but there is a new age thinking that everyone did ascend on December 21st. Because I get these emails still from one person who's doing the New Age stuff, and I usually just click them off, and this time I opened it. And apparently this person is telling people how to be in your new body, your newly ascended body.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Your clone body, how to be in it.
So, these people are so, you talked about, you know, we're going in a circle, I guess. You talked about brainwashing. I mean, how do you begin to reach a person like that or talk to a person like that? This specific person I told about Ron, I don't know, 5 years ago, and I got a response of anger. The person said, well, that's Ron's opinion. Ron has an opinion. I have an opinion. Okay. Uh-huh.
Well,
about
that's called
reality,
that's
truth,
called,
whatever.
That's called cognitive dissonance. You know, cognitive dissonance means like Ron was saying, we all have this perceived reality that we think that's it. It's like our box, and as long as we're inside that box we've designed and it's comfortable for us, and someone comes along and takes us takes our attention outside that box. That can be upsetting to the whole system. It can be painful, especially if they have a lot of pain in their pain body. It gets triggered. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, they'll blame the messenger. So,
there you go.
Jump right back in their box and just be real happy that the messenger was wrong and they're right.
I know you've talked about this before, Ron, how it's hard to try to share a creation lightship with people, especially if they're already doing their own practices.
Yes, yeah, I would say that's probably correct, yeah. But, you know, is your practice working for them? And I'm sure it's working perfectly, but do they want to change, their conscious reality to something else that might be better. Yeah, it's really hard to get people to do anything that they don't really want to do because they can't do it. Oh, yeah, I can see many things, even going to the expos, people don't understand what I'm doing, and they just think that I'm doing something that goes along with their particular modality. Now, I watch people doing the monitors, you know, at times, which is free. We have people do free clearings, and I get some people who, you know, really go with it. They close their eyes, and you can see that they're really enjoying it. Then I have other people who listen to it for about a minute or so, not too many, and they just take the headphone off and walk away. And you say, well, you know, how was that for you? They go, oh, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, my friend does this thing, you know, or something. You go, oh, yeah, okay. Or they start, you know, moving their fingers a certain way, and they start tapping on their body. And, you know, I tell them not to do that, but that can, you know, invalidate what they're doing because they're used to doing something else that they think is the right way to do it. Mm-hmm. Taking another modality of mind control energies, and it's, you know, it's pretty sad. She happened to go in the light chamber, and, you know, we tell them just to, you know, not to do anything else. And she's waving her hands in the air and moving stuff and trying to bring in, you know, energies, doing some kind of mantra or chanting to herself or something with other things, whatever. You know, I don't know what she was doing, but I go, wow, this is kind of interesting because they're thinking they can get more out of this session than just to be still, you know. And that's the way people are programmed, you know. They spend a lot of money to become a practitioner or something. They're planning on making
their livelihood being a practitioner.
Yeah,
it's hard to. Let's talk about the light chamber, especially since the show in San Francisco area is coming up on the 25th, 26th, and 27th. I've done the light chamber before, it's been amazing what gets cleared out of my body. So, Ron, is that like connect into the light ship and the light frequency from the light ships coming into the chamber? Is that basically what's happening?
Now, as soon as you walk into the chamber, before you even sit down, you're on the light ship. And they start working on you according to what you're requesting. Sometimes, if you have a condition, remember, you're on the light ship communicating also. So down here, you may not mention about maybe your hurt shoulder. Maybe you have something else going on, and they may fix your hurt shoulder, and that wasn't what you really requested. So they'll look and find out what you're asking for before they work on you, and everything happens instantly. I've had, you know, a lot of people leave the chamber, and they are kind of like scratching their head because they feel so much peace. They don't know even how to respond when you ask them what it was like. So that's right. One thing. The next thing is once somebody really gets it, then they go, I want to go in for more sessions. And then, you know, like I say, if you get 10 sessions in the chamber, maybe even a dozen, but we'll say if you get 10, you're going to be completely different. And people can see it in you. You know, you're glowing. Yeah. You're like, you know, the density is, you know, taken off of you just even the first time. So, you know, anyway, it's very interesting to watch people when they leave it and to see. And almost everybody smiles coming out. I've seen that, didn't you, Jay, when you were there and Ann?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, people are transformed. But, you know, and I know you have said this before, Ron, you come out of there and really you are pristine. You're cleared. You're in your body. But then what do you start doing right after that? And I saw somebody leave the light chamber happy and thanking you and understanding and getting and walking right across the hall to get a psychic reading.
Yeah.
And she completely changed in that psychic reading. I could see her just being drained of her energy. So it's, you know, then there are other people like, well, Jay is a good example. Jay only found you, I think, you know, Ron, at the California Expo. And so some people, I don't know, they have an open heart and mind and they take to it. And other people just don't even know what they've experienced.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's interesting. It's like we should be going to the light ship, everybody.
I want to encourage anybody that can get to San Francisco. It's going to be in San Mateo, south of downtown San Francisco, a little bit, to come for this April 25th, 26th, and 27th. So, just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you, Jay.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, here we go, everybody. We're going to go up to the light ship. So, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we have our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with us. And if you're listening to an archive, you're still down here. You need to come on a Saturday show to experience this. So here we go. We're going now to the first room. And this one here is where they have, it looks really nice. It's the rainbow waterfall, but it's also rainbow air coming in. So it's both. You're seeing the water and the air at different colored frequencies, if you want to use that. So here we go. And take a deep breath and kind of feel the energy. Here it comes. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay. And going to the next room. And this one here is the room that has the very large trees, much like the rainforest room. We'll go into there, too, at the same time. We'll see the really large trees in the rainforest room. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Going to the room for pain release. Have any pain, this will help you out a lot. So getting rid of the pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to another location, and we're going to where they have palm trees. So here we go. Palm tree energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And a lot of people like to go into where the dolphins are, so here we go. Dolphin energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Centrifuge room to help to eliminate situations, maybe addictions. It's something that you're having a difficult time, you know, releasing. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into two more rooms. Let's go into the room that has the bumblebee energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the elephants here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Or to come back, everybody. So coming back down. So coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're here now. So let's just see how you're doing, everybody. So I guess back to you, Jay. And
all right,
who wants to come
wonderful.
On first here?
Well, I'm here. We're both here. It's extremely relaxing. I'm sure Jay will agree to go to the light ship, but I'm sure you can ask, still keep asking questions, right, Jay?
Somewhere in there must be a question.
Well, thank you, Ron. Yeah. It felt wonderful. I mean, I really felt something there.
We could talk about some of the programs. I printed out the two pages. This titled "Creation Lightship Master List of Services," which just reading some of these is inspiring. And now here's one: Mother and Father Imprinting Removal releases negative parental mindsets, beliefs, patterns. Plus controlling cordons. How do you what's that last part about controlling cordons?
Okay, yeah. You're dealing with energies from your parents, okay? So this is sort of designed for younger people, I guess, where their parents are still living. We'll just say it's designed for like a 20-year-old, okay? And, you know, naturally the 20-year-old is doing what they're doing, and the parent who's maybe they have the child at, say, 25 to 30. So the parent will say is, you know, 45, 50 years of age, and they really want their child to succeed. And the child maybe is the young, it would be an adult, I guess, because they're over 18, but not quite 21 yet. But they really want to show the child what to do, what not to do. So if you're listening and you're a younger person, and, you know, maybe you're 30 and, you know, you dread going over to your parents' house because your mother's going to look at you and then you're going to start seeing what you're doing and they may give you that, you know, I guess I could use the word the evil eye or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you go, oh, no, I can't tell them what I'm doing because they're going to say it's not good. I shouldn't be doing this. You know, they didn't do it, so I shouldn't do it. So this is kind of what it's for. And so it's...
Oh, okay.
Help get rid of that energies where your parents are trying to run their life through you. And it might be a good thing because maybe you need some guidance, but maybe they're overbearing. That's what it's for.
Huh. Okay. Well, you know, I can see my ancestral programming in my DNA. Would it relate to that, or is that more...
And it could do that also, yeah. Could be connected to dead ancestors. Remember, they can come into you, you know, through emotional stuff. I'm kind of awful. But, yeah, that's another thing I don't talk about too much. Remember, they can body hop through other people in your family genetics because they resonate to that.
Our ancestors or the aliens? Excuse me, Ron. Our ancestors or the aliens can
could
body
be both.
Hop.
We're just talking about ancestors.
Oh.
And so, all of a sudden, you know, you could have a situation to where maybe 500-year-old grandparents, great-great-great whatever, is controlling your life, and you don't know why this is happening, okay? So it's like a big energetic cording, but it can still happen.
Okay.
Like an emotional body can take you over.
Yes, I know. So here's one that maybe relates to more specifically what you're just saying now, which is seven-generation ego-mind-body disconnection.
Oh, that's good. Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. Because I have... I have a history of the men in my family having trouble producing, like my father, both of my grandfathers. I don't know much beyond that. And then I see this pattern showing up in my life. I mean, I'm an intelligent guy, and I really struggle with being prosperous. I'm always just a little bit over not making it, which is I'm looking for the kingpin in that one, the roots. What do you think, Ron? What would be good for that? And that, you know, could also apply to all men. That, because in this society, it's like you have to produce money. It's like air and water nowadays. You know, to you know what I'm saying.
What I would do is that love it out of your life clearing. Love failing.
Well, I've been doing that.
Love not making money. Something like that, okay?
Yeah. Well, I did that I've done that several times. Last time I did it a couple of mornings ago, and I want to just be honest here. I actually got to this place where I was laughing, and I knew I did love it, literally, and I could see where I did not want to let it go. It's like some type of like addiction.
Wow, that's interesting.
Now,
then you may want to do an addiction clearing on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, because it's a rush. It's a rush to be in that failure energy and that. You know, it's like, why do people ride roller coasters? You know, because it's a rush. It's fun, in a sense. And just being honest here, it's not like something I want to defend or whatnot or make real, but it was my observation.
Yep. Well, they're interesting. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I think it's a lot of what keeps us incarnating or keeps this whole illusion going to the extent that it is that here's another angle to it. The senses are so alluring, so enticing to feel all these feelings. I.e. me in this movie. I mean, I really enjoyed the emotional highs and the heart, the love and everything. And I was surprised when I came out of the movie that I felt horrible. So I'm kind of mixed up about all that. I don't quite know how to deal with it yet.
And the emotional clearing, again, on what you felt or sensed. Because if the one time emotional one didn't do it, and you've been running other emotional energies, you might just do it for that. I think you're getting
That's a great idea.
I think you're getting really close to nipping it in the bud.
Yeah, I had not been as specific with emotional clearance as I could be. Usually I just run the general lifetime one, so this is good. I can focus in on
deeper than issue.
This. Yeah, where it deals with babies and love and marriage and that whole arena, which is... I can see where it's a trap for me. It's it's a blind spot for me, and I get trapped.
Yep. I think you're pretty close.
Okay. Yeah.
I was going to ask, Ron, if you could do perhaps a sample of that ego mind. What was the one you found, Jay? Ego,
mind, body. Ego, mind, body disconnection for seven generations.
Go, everybody. So, one. All right, two. This is pretty heavy. Wow, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. All right, just see how that is feeling here. Oh,
nice.
Coming to a close. How's that feel, Jay?
Nice. I was going to say, I just got this nice little smile on my face. It did clear something out there. That was wonderful.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'll thank you, Jay, for coming on.
And you bet.
At the last minute there, and we'll bring Ann on here. So, Ann?
Yes, I thank you for a wonderful show, Ron and Jay. And just a reminder to everyone, tomorrow is the 8-hour call where you can experience physical healings for the entire 8 hours you're on the Creation Lightship. You can find out more about that on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And if you have any questions or comments that you would like addressed on the air, please send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Our next show is Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, back on BBS Radio. And I guess
thank
that's
you,
it. We'll say good night. Yes, thank you.
Everybody. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
And
bye.
Uh-huh.